Hello and welcome to the last podcast for the What is Open class. This is Hisham Al-Sirhan, and usually I share my reflections and summaries about what we learn in the class, but for this week I'm podcasting ahead of time. Next week's class will be the last class that we have, and we need to submit our reflections about the use of Web 2.0 technologies as a tool for weekly class reflections. And I must say that it was really useful method to improve my learning in this class. So this week topics for the last week topics to be discussed in this podcast is about networks and personalized learning. And since I'm doing this podcast before the class, I will base my reflection on the readings for this week. The main idea of this week's reading is basically to summarize the impact of all the different technologies, or openers as they were called in the What is Open book, on learning and learning environments. The socially based technologies and the Web 2.0 tools that we have learned about in this class expanded the learning experience beyond the classroom environment. They provided new ways for students to participate and to collaborate with each other regardless of the place and time. Just to review, some of the tools that we studied in the class includes blogs, wikis, online video, podcasts, social networks, and virtual realities. Each one of these tools has many features and enables and simplify online collaboration and interactions. Learning also in these tools has shifted from the recipient or the acquisition model to the participation model. People are more encouraged to participate rather than acquire knowledge. So learning is no more measured based on the amount of knowledge, but rather learning is more about the interaction with other, as well as the formation of creative practices within the environment or with other people. So it's very clear that socially based technologies and Web 2.0 technologies did change the nature of the environment, of the learning environment. And learning is open now for everyone. It's no more limited to a classroom. It's no more limited to a school. It's no more limited to a language or even a country. Also, all of these technologies promoted open educational resources to be available for anyone freely. So all of these educational institutions, all of these projects that we learned about in this class, most of them are free and anyone can use them anytime and any place. This enables people or students to design their own curriculums and learn from different sources and from different people from all around the world. So this is how they can personalize their learning. In my opinion, the main challenge in this kind of environment would be about credentials and how to approve or how to use this kind of learning and to be used in someone's CV or resume. I think there is a need to enhance the methods in which currently are used to accredit learners, not by the number of years, for example, spent in a school, or by the number of credits or classes being taken. But there is a need for a method that can measure learning based on the practices and interactions an individual have with all these different learning opportunities provided by the new Web 2.0 technologies. I'll try to make this last podcast short, so I just hope that you enjoyed and learned something from my podcast, and I would also like to thank Dr. Wong. All of the guest speakers who talked in our class and gave lectures, and everyone in the class for this great learning experience and opportunities. I'm very happy to be part of this class, and I hope that I was able to contribute in this class as much as everyone else did. So thank you for listening to my podcast, and have a wonderful day.